Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Planet of the Agents. I am your host, Dave Baker. Thank you for joining me. In today's exciting episode, we are going to talk about headlines in insurance news for April 2024. There's so much going on, and I thought you might not be lucky enough to receive countless emails that you never subscribed to, where they bombard you with news and headlines. I'm sure nobody else gets that, right? It's just me who wakes up every day to like 20 to 50 emails that I just cannot filter out fast enough, right? I'm just kidding. I'm sure you can detect the sarcasm in my voice. But in any case, there is a lot of stuff going on. And what's really getting my attention is these are headlines from traditional news sources, not just headlines from insurance-dedicated websites and publications. So to me, what that would mean is that the consumer is reading these headlines, and these might be things that you have already been dealing with that you have to talk to your customers about, or your clients need an explanation from you about why something is happening, but now they're starting to see it. Now, before I dive in, make sure that you are subscribed to the show. Whatever platform you're listening on, make sure you click the plus button or the notification bell if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're on Stitcher or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're watching, just make sure you're subscribed. Sometimes there might be a little plus sign. I'm sure you know how to do that. Okay, now, one more thing I want to talk about is make sure to get signed up for my newsletter, of course, at planetoftheagents.com. That's where you'll get access to the agency resources section where you can actually sign up with some companies to sell their products. We've got quite a few new things in the agency resources section, and the only way to access that is to go to planetoftheagents.com and sign up. And right now, it remains free. So hop on board. And every once in a while, not too often, I'll send you a newsletter where I share some of my ideas about things going on in the world. And again, that's planetoftheagents.com. Remember, you can also contact me there. And I actually love when people write to me. So please reach out. Okay, let's do a dive in. So this one is a real gem. Let's read this headline. This is from Fox 5 San Diego and KUSI News. State Farm may be dropping your homeowner's insurance. Here are other options. Now, for those of you who are not following what's going on in the Golden State of California, there was quite a headline that came out where State Farm, which I think is the number one property insurer for personal lines in California, is dropping tens of thousands of people. So this is specific to San Diego County, which is interesting because they said more than 2,000 policyholders who live in certain areas will lose their protection. Now, if you have been in a situation, and this is taking place in multiple states, this is not just a California issue. There are states that have put a pause or a moratorium, or carriers, I'm sorry, have put a pause or a moratorium on selling property insurance, even renter's insurance in certain states, and this could be affecting you. Now, interestingly, originally, this was a problem particularly for agents because the consumers have not heard this news because it takes time to trickle down. So what agents are telling me is that their customers are getting mad at them as if it's their fault that XYZ company is dropping them. But it goes much deeper than that. And with that in mind, I'm not going to dive too far into it, but it's really interesting what this article says because it tells consumers some of the other options, which I find really interesting because one of the companies they recommend is an InsurTech. Another is USAA, which not everyone is eligible for. Another one is Nationwide Insurance. Now, you Nationwide agents out there, feel free to write to me on planetoftheagents.com, but my understanding was that they had made quite a few changes as well. Lastly, in this article, they're referencing Chubb. Now, Chubb is not necessarily a carrier that certain people are going to be able to afford or that even fits in their wheelhouse or in their appetite. So that's really, really interesting. So that's the first headline I read. And it's interesting to see how the news tells you about other companies. And I don't see them referencing too many independent agency companies out there or companies that are distributed through the independent agent channel. And I also don't see some of the top names on that list, because many of them have also either put in moratoriums or dropped customers or non-renewed them, etc. Very interesting. The next one that really got my attention was, did your car insurance rate go up a lot even though you don't drive much? That's followed by another one that says, why car insurance costs are rising at the fastest rate in 47 years. Oh my, this is a lengthy discussion. This is something that people are experiencing in many, many places. This is not specific to one state. The funny thing is, when I Google auto insurance news just for fun, the first thing that comes up is an advertisement that says you're overpaying on your insurance. Compare rates side by side. So what did I do? I compared my rates side by side on their website, and it turns out rates are quite high. Here's another few headlines that go along the same theme here. This one is from Bloomberg. Cheap auto insurance rates is a thing of the past. Here are five reasons why. Here's one from Fox Business. Auto insurance premiums are skyrocketing. What's to blame? NBC News. Consumer prices moved higher in March. CNBC. Why car insurance rates are skyrocketing. Leading to, let's see, what's the follow-up here? Leading to higher inflation. Well, for those of you who actually sell auto insurance, whether it's personal lines or commercial lines, you have probably had to deal with this question over and over and over again. But that's okay. So you had to deal with that question when you always had to come up with the answer. But now the topic is being widely discussed on many news websites, which, in my opinion, makes it a little bit easier for you to talk to the consumer because they're actually telling them reasons. For example, in Nevada, there's an expectation, according to some websites, that rates on average will go up 28%. I was reading on CNBC's headline in their notes there on the article, why car insurance costs are skyrocketing and leading to higher inflation, is that year over year increases of 22.2% are being seen. Now, they're not specifying a state. They're just, and obviously, you know, different states, different zip codes, et cetera, have different car insurance rates. But I've seen it in my own rates. I've seen it in customers' rates. I've seen it in commercial auto rates. I've seen it in personal lines. It's a lot. But I actually think that these headlines coming out are going to make it a little bit easier for you to talk to the consumers, because when they see their rates go up, but they also see these articles, especially if they start searching for auto insurance online, they might get bombarded with this news. That could actually help you. Obviously, there are many reasons things are going up, like regular inflation, social inflation, cost of labor, cost of parts. Remember back in the day when a bumper had no sensors in it? It was just a bumper. It would cost a few $100 to replace. Well, now you might see a $3,000 or $5,000 bumper. It's a huge, huge change. Now, again, this is something you've probably been having to deal with for a while, explaining it to customers. But look at the bright side of these articles coming out. And I really do think it is a bright side, because what you're getting out of this is a little bit of a cushion. So when they call you, or when consumers, your clients, reach out to you and ask about rates, there's a chance they've already seen this type of news. And I think, you know, again, that could help you. Another very interesting article that I saw was, this is from Idaho, and the East Idaho News, I'm not familiar with this site, said, Idaho insurance companies paid how much on dog bite injuries in 2023? It's in the millions. Yes, dog bites are an issue in insurance. Interestingly, people often say this thing to me because they ask me about their dog, and they want to tell me they have a pit bull without actually saying it. They'll say something like, I have a Staffy or an American Staffordshire Terrier. And I just listen, and then I say, do you mean a pit bull? And they say, well, mine's really sweet. Okay, I understand that that's what they feel, and you know, that's okay. But statistically speaking, and that's what insurance is based on, right? Statistics, liability, risk, numbers, actuaries, look at all these things. This is very interesting because I think that these articles might tell consumers why the cost of animal liability or the cost of liability in general can be affected by having a dog. I've actually seen carriers that offer animal liability exclusions or the option not to buy it, or they make you buy it back, which is... I think that's a surprise to some consumers. So when you're giving quotes, make sure, of course, you know, I'm sure you review all the coverages, etc., but you might want to touch on that too. It might apply to some people. Oh, here's the article, just going back real quick. This is from KPBS. It says State Farm discontinuing 72,000 home policies in California in the latest blow to state insurance market. Holy moly. Huh. There are so many headlines in California. Look at this one. El Dorado County residents scramble to find home insurance in wildfire-prone area. It's becoming a crisis, quote-unquote. That's interesting. Here's another interesting topic. Do we rely too much on catastrophe modeling for insurance? Well, if you've never looked up catastrophe modeling, also known as CAT modeling, take a look at that, read up on it, and make sure you have an understanding on what's going on and how insurance is priced and what changes are coming, especially if you're in a place like California where the homeowners insurance market is struggling. Similar, you know, Florida and Floridians and Floridian agents are used to this type of stuff. So are probably Oklahoman agents, you know, but if you live perhaps in, you know, Western Rhode Island, you might not be used to this, or somewhere in Tennessee, you might not be used to hearing that term. So take a gander on the internet and make sure that you have an understanding of what that term CAT modeling or catastrophe modeling means, because it will perhaps help you speak with the consumers. On the East Coast, here's one. This is from WPTV. Study Florida insurance landscape permeated by, quote, low quality, unquote, insurers. Well, that's interesting. I wonder how they're defining low quality. For those of you who are on the East Coast, who are on the Gulf Coast, who have to deal with waterfront properties that are in hurricane-prone areas, this is probably a topic you have to look at all the time. Those of you who are in Tornado Alley, who are dealing with tornado areas and other wind issues, these are things, again, that you're probably used to seeing. But an agent, for example, in Wisconsin or Idaho or perhaps one of the northern states, perhaps Minnesota, they may not be used to dealing with these things. I mean, many of us live in different parts of the country. So it's very, very interesting to see how the effects of insurance pricing move from one state to another. For example, I've heard people say, well, this is a huge problem because the people in California are causing a problem for people in other states or the people in Florida or whatnot, different places. And it's definitely going to be a topic of conversation that might come up. Now, why do I bring this up? Because I think it's important to be able to talk to your customers and clients and be able to explain things to them based on some data as opposed to just an opinion or a guess or just trying to calm them down. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone is dealing with that, but I have been hearing this nonstop. I'm also hearing it in commercial lines, but as someone who quotes a lot of commercial insurance, I do have to say, on the general liability side, I'm actually seeing some rates go down. Like, I'll get quotes in Montana, in Wyoming, Oregon, just various states, and I will see rates go down. It's very interesting. Even on the East Coast, I'm seeing the same thing. Now, property insurance rates, that's a different category, of course. If you do sell D&O insurance or directors and officers insurance, here's an article I read on Insurance Business America. It says, how will the SEC's new climate regulations affect D&O strategies? Directors and officers insurance, particularly for private companies, is quite an interesting topic. I know that not many of you probably sell that. You're more likely to sell it for nonprofits, but it's very complex when you look at the laws that are involved and how the carriers have to deal with that stuff, because they could be on the hook for something the board members do. There could be very significant costs. Now, I want to touch on a few other things that I saw that are in different parts of the country, but I actually am seeing these come up as issues in multiple states. So here's one from WLOS. Mobile homeowners could face potential insurance rate hike in North Carolina. Well, I don't just think it's North Carolina. In some places, I'm seeing that mobile homeowners simply cannot get insurance at all, which is incredibly shocking. They have to get it from a FAIR plan or one of the state-sponsored plans. That is quite, quite a change from those of you who are used to going with carriers whose names you know really well, like Foremost or American Modern. I know some of you used to use Pacific Specialty and those companies. There are some wholesalers and program managers out there that I believe have their own programs. Very interesting. But when it comes to manufactured homes, something I've been seeing is that there's a trend where they're really looking at the age of the property to determine if they will allow replacement cost coverage as opposed to actual cash value coverage. Now, some carriers will still offer extended replacement cost or just regular replacement cost without forcing someone to buy actual cash value coverage. You are paying more for that as a consumer, but realistically, I think that that is an issue where people are going to have to simply maybe pay the extra amount. Having that level of additional protection could really help them in a total loss, because it's possible that if you live in a manufactured home, you are in a situation where if you had a total loss, actual cash value, perhaps kicking you $5,000 on your home isn't going to buy you a new one. That's just the reality of the situation. Let's talk about some property insurance headlines. These are interesting. CBS News says Florida property insurers to trim rates. And by the way, these are all from April of 2024. So these are recent headlines. WPTV says homeowners insurance coming in to reduce rates by 2% for new customers and renewals. That's interesting. Now, I'm not familiar with insurance in the United Kingdom, but one headline says UK home business property insurance payouts hit $6 billion in 2023. Ouch. That is quite a bit. Now, obviously, that's most likely scattered across multiple companies, but that is very interesting. I bring up Florida just one more time, where it says Fox 13 Tampa Bay news headline, 8 new property insurers approved to enter the Florida market. That place has been a struggle for as long as I can remember selling insurance, and Florida has quite a lot to deal with out there. Gosh, look at this one. CNN, the home insurance market is crumbling. These owners are paying the price. The first thing that they addressed in this article is New Orleans. Now, that is a place that, to the best of my knowledge, is sub-sea level. So that is quite a tough spot. Now, there's also flood insurance issues. There's many different issues that apply in there. It's just very interesting. And I don't know the inner workings of every single company and how they make money, how they do things. Obviously, insurance companies make money by making interest on your money, and interest rates are high, but at the same time, they also have to pay out more. So there's just a lot going on there. One thing that I'm thinking about, and I didn't think it was going to hit the home insurance market so fast, is that in a lot of states, you're going to see people who have to buy surplus lines insurance for their property insurance. Now, for you, brace yourself. That means more paperwork. I know you all love doing paperwork. You have just this passion for paperwork. That's why you're in the insurance industry. It also probably means, again, sit down, everybody, that you might not have the automatic renewals that you are accustomed to. You might have to have diligent search forms signed again. You might have to do certain things. There might be agency billing involved. It's not a pleasure. But on the other hand, dare I say this, with increased premiums could come increased commissions. But I have noticed, obviously, that many surplus lines, whether it's an insurtech company or however you're reaching these surplus lines through your wholesalers, the commissions could be lower, but depending on the state where you live, you might be able to charge a fee to offset the loss of commission. I actually did hear a person, just a traditional consumer, tell me that they understand why their agent charges a fee, because he doesn't make very much from selling the insurance anymore. And I was a little bit shocked to hear that he totally understood that. And he said, well, I understand. I mean, the guy straight out told me he used to make $200 a year on my policy, and now he makes something like $60 a year. So he charged him, I think he said $150 just to offset the difference. That was very interesting. I thought it was very understanding of the person. You know, we're all dealing with higher costs, etc. But it's just very interesting to hear that a consumer kind of understands those things. So the reason I wanted to make this episode, and I've made one like this before, is simply because I think it's important to be in touch with what's going on in the insurance industry, in particular where you work and how things can affect you and your clients. I think it's healthy. I think it's good. It gives you talking points. It makes you perhaps a little more knowledgeable, perhaps you could say a little bit smarter about the business. And that's a really great thing, because when you talk to someone, you want to have an understanding of what's going on in the marketplace, of course. You want to have an understanding of how it's affecting the consumer, your client, the person out there who comes to you for insurance. And that helps you become the go-to person, the trusted source. You know, you're the one they go to for insurance because you know the information. This is your focus. For example, we might all know about brushing our teeth, but we don't know the complexities of dental work and dental hygiene. We just know a more limited amount. That's why we go to dentists. It's the same reason someone comes to you. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit different. I just wanted to talk on some of these key issues just to make sure you all know what's going on. I'm sure many of you have to deal with these things, but what I really like is seeing the headlines and that consumers are seeing these headlines as well. You're not alone in this. And what some of my friends would tell me is people call them and they say, I don't understand. I just bought a new house. I used to pay $1,500. Now I'm getting quoted for $4,000. Right, because they were not aware of what's going on in the marketplace until they went to buy a home. But as they see more of these headlines, logically, it will already be embedded in their way of thinking. All right, well, thanks again for joining me on this episode of Planet of the Agents. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about more fun and interesting topics about commercial insurance, personal lines, and things of that nature. And if you are interested in learning about my upcoming course, please make sure to sign up for the newsletter on planetoftheagents.com because that's where I'm going to announce it. All right, everybody, I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Planet of the Agents. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And head over to our website at planetoftheagents.com to sign up for our newsletter and get even more information on how to grow your insurance agency.